This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 33 million Americans have signed up for unemployment since mid-March. That's more than one out of five people who had been working before the virus came. And with the American system, often losing a job means losing health insurance for the worker laid off and for the whole family. Now, you can often pay to stay on the coverage, but that can be complicated and expensive. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Adam Ruffalo works for a dentist's office in Austin, Texas, answering phones, sending out bills. When the office closed due to COVID-19 in mid-March, managers told employees their health insurance would run out at the end of the month. Since then, Ruffalo's been without coverage. He couldn't afford to continue it on his own.
I mean, I don't have the money for it, so, you know, if I had to go to the hospital, I'd end up having to put it on a credit card or something.
Under a provision of a federal law called COBRA, most employees who lose or leave a job can stay on their employer's health plan for at least 18 months. You might think that would be a godsend right now, except
very few people sign up for COBRA.
Matthew Ray studies healthcare at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The reason is it's unbelievably expensive. The worker's got to pay the full cost. So you end up paying for a family of four somewhere north on average of $20,000 a year.
The bill's so expensive because it includes the employer's share, typically 80% of the premium. Some companies are continuing to pay the premium for workers on furlough. Ohio preschool teacher Cinnamon Deutsch has been furloughed without pay since late March. She pays $120 a month to maintain her health insurance. She says she can afford that since she's getting pandemic unemployment benefits.
I'm one of the people that sort of lives paycheck to paycheck, so now I can have a little nest egg in case my car breaks down or whatever.
The Economic Policy Institute estimates 13 million workers have lost their health insurance since the pandemic hit. Research Director Josh Bivens says roughly half of U.S. workers don't even get health insurance from their employers, and
job losses so far in this crisis have been pretty concentrated in sectors like accommodations and restaurants that don't tend to offer employer-provided health insurance.
Bivens predicts as layoffs spread to professions where employer-provided health insurance is the norm, millions more could lose their coverage. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.